Yeah, the crews on most ships were good people. They all had a common purpose in being seamen. Even though there were soldiers that did a lot of fighting, they didn't have the material unless a Liberty ship brought it to them. Well, deckhand is good work. It's clean work. You do a lot of chipping. You do a lot of painting, splicing ropes, washing clothes. Anything you need to do on a ship, there's no laundry to check in. We were buying cigarettes at 90 cents a carton in those days in 44, and they were well worth the 90 cents because you could always trade it in Europe for something much more valuable, like a pistol, a clock, a cameo pen, many, many things that you could change it for, exchange it for. I sailed until the end of 46. I didn't like Russia. The guards on every street, older people with bags wrapped around their feet and handmade brooms sweeping streets, people with guns everywhere. When we went through the Dardanelles, which is Constantinople in those days, going into the Black Sea, all of the magazines, cameras, everything had to be confiscated by the Russians and locked up for the entire period we were in Russia. Mm-hmm. They didn't want any magazines to be seen over there. They didn't want us taking any pictures. So that's what. But we were loaded with small, narrow track trains. This was after the war, of course, and we were helping them get back on their feet with the type of material we had on the ship. And it was a Liberty ship. It took us 30 days from the United States to get to Odessa, Russia. And we stayed there about 30 days. So I was on one Victor ship that we loaded. We went to Canada from Norfolk, Virginia, and loaded cattle. This was after the war now, part of the Marshall Plan. And went to Montreal, Canada. Very interesting trip. And they loaded horses, cows, chickens, goats, anything and everything that could be used in Europe to get those people back on their feet. And we had men and ladies on board that we called cowboys because they took care of everything. But we still had the regular seamen on board that did all the work on the ship. And we ended up going through the Kiel Canal into the sea that took us into Danzig, Poland, it was in those days. And we finally got into Danzig, Poland and unloaded, and they were happy as they could be because they had all this fresh meat, cows, chickens, sheep, goats, whatever. Yeah, the interaction with people was very good. They came aboard and unloaded the ships for us. They brought their little piece of bread, hard bread, and a little cheese, and their vino, and they made us their lunch. Sometimes we'd give them something out of our mess hall that really didn't excite it, but they were good hard workers, and they was glad to see us because some of these materials benefited the longshoremen, the people that was unloading the ship. And we were always treated with respect and dignity, and when we went ashore into the local bars and whatever type of entertainment you like to do,